poll, voters most dislike Kamala's support for GOV-funded healthcare for illegals. By Tony Lee on August 19, 2020. Voters view Vice Presidential nominee Senator Kamala Harris, DCA, most unfavorably when they are made aware that she supports giving government-funded healthcare to illegal immigrants and civil penalties for illegal border crossings. According to a Morning Consult poll that was after former Vice President Joe Biden announced Harris as his 2020 running mate. Morning Consult asked voters about a range of issues, including gun control, the Green New Deal, raising taxes, and asked voters if they had a more or less favorable view of Harris after hearing that she supported various policy choices. The survey found that just 20% viewed Harris more favorably when they were told she supported giving government-funded healthcare to illegal immigrants, while 42% viewed her less favorably. Similarly, 20% viewed Harris more favorably when told she supported decriminalizing border crossings, while 41% viewed her less favorably. Morning Consult polled 1,990 registered voters after Harris's selection was announced, and the poll had a margin of error of +2 percentage points. Harris raised her hands during the primary debates when candidates were asked if they supported giving government-funded healthcare to illegal immigrants and favored civil penalties for illegal border crossings. When the candidates debated in Miami, Florida, moderator Jose Diaz-Balart asked the candidates, "Raise your hand if you think it should be a civil offense rather than a crime to cross the border without documentation." The Trump campaign was quick to remind voters that Harris was one of the candidates who raised her hand to Diaz-Balart's questions. "When it comes to government-funded health care for illegal immigrants," Harris, in interview with CNN's Jake Tapper, said she wanted to be clear about her support for government-funded health care for illegal immigrants. When Tapper asked her about government-funded health care programs for people in the country illegally, Harris said, "I'm opposed to any policy that would deny in our country any human being from access to public safety, public education, or public health. Period."